episode 42 of Super States, Practices of Transformation, with me, your host, Joshua Peters. In every episode of Super States, we explore the intersection of using trance states with personal or professional growth. And we talk to world-class experts, industry leaders, and revolutionary thinkers who share the latest information, tools, along with their own personal stories to inspire you on your journey. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast host or subscribe on YouTube so you can stay up to date with new episodes. And if you enjoy this show, please give me a 5-star review. That's the best way to help the show grow, to increase our reach. Today, my guest is Savannah Joy. Savannah is a transformational coach and the founder of Embrace Your Wild. Her work empowers women to tap into their body's wisdom, to navigate life with grace, and to embrace their full potential by balancing their energies for a more fulfilling personal and professional life. Settle in and get ready to embrace your wild with Savannah Joy. Welcome to Super States. I am here with Savannah Joy. Savannah, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Savannah, share with us what you do and how that makes an impact on people's lives.
I feel like at the core of what I do is I hold loving, non-judgmental space for people to really come home to their own wisdom. I mostly work with feminine executives, founders, entrepreneurs, visionary leaders. And really the sweet spot of what I found is really helping women that are really used to operating in their masculine energy, right? They're the go, go, go. They're crushing it in their careers. Like, you know, they handle everything. They're super competent. They're, you know, they have these big, amazing ideas that they execute in the world. And where I come in to support is really helping them come back into balance with their feminine essence and their feminine superpowers, really like the intelligence of our bodies. And so the work we do is really about tuning in to the sensations of the bodies, the emotions that come up, and really how to navigate your experience with grace and to extract the wisdom from every experience that's coming up, right? Like when we have triggers or stress or emotions that come up, instead of suppressing them, you know, it's really being able to create more capacity and create more space to experience everything that's going on. And when we do that, when these really powerful women come back into their bodies and come back into their softness and their sensuality, their relationships start thriving. They're able to be held and supported more. It truly is a life-changing experience for women that really learn how to come back into balance, into their feminine essence.
It sounds like a really important work to be done to help find that part of you. And it makes me think of, like, I've talked to several people in the masculine space, right, that are kind of doing the same thing, but only for men who are trying to step into that. So this is the other side of the polarity.
Yes.
Share with us your story. Like, how did you get here? What's your origin story?
I feel like, it's so funny. I feel like, you know, every podcast you tell your story and then it's like, I feel like I'm telling the same story over and over, but this is my story. Yeah. I used to work in corporate, sales. I had a high paying sales job. I was the definition of being in my masculine and, you know, crushing my goals and, you know, taking care of my household. And, you know, I was married for, 10 years and, my life looked perfect from the outside, but I was dying a slow soul death. I think a lot of people can relate to that, where you're doing a job and it pays the bills and you have these golden handcuffs, but you know that there's so much more fulfillment. Like, I knew that I wasn't fulfilling my potential, and it just kept that whisper kept getting louder and louder and louder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through these different little breadcrumbs and people mentioning things, I started to figure out my path. And the first layer that came through was life coaching, like becoming a certified life coach. And that ended up kind of being the end of my old life and the start of my new life. I got divorced. I ended up moving. I was living in Hawaii at the time. So I ended up moving from Hawaii back to Washington, where I'm from. I got a new different sales job for the moment as I was building my coaching business. But, you know, in 2020, I went full time into my company, Embracer Wild, and coaching women. And that really was the start of this whole new me. I was so on purpose, and I was so fulfilled. And I really started this deep journey of bringing all of my unconscious stuff conscious and healing my deep inner childhood wounds and all this stuff. And through that process, I found these feminine embodiment tools, and I found somatic healing, where it was like really getting to the deep root of healing in the body that was creating these massive transformations in myself and my clients. And so I feel that's kind of how I got into coaching, and like kind of got into, you know, what I'm doing now. But I wanted to share too, just a couple years ago, I had my first ayahuasca experience. Mm-hmm. And my intention going into that was asking, you know, like, how do I expand my leadership, or how can I be of more service in the world? You know, because I was doing this coaching work and I was loving it, but I could sense there was another something that wanted to come through. And what came through in that first night of ceremony was to bring my singing voice into my work. And I've been a musician my whole life, but in that moment, I was like, I could not see the connection. I was like, my singing voice, like, you know, picturing myself singing on stage with a guitar like I used to do. And I was like, I don't understand how that works, you know? And then the second night of ceremony, I was asking the question, like, okay, well then, like, what are my medicine songs? Like how does this connect? And it took me through this journey of my relationship to the masculine and my relationship to, you know, like my father and the men that have been in my life, and this really deep sense of not feeling safe or secure in my own body, like from birth, and not having that safe masculine presence in my life. And it took me through this crazy journey the second night of ceremony, but eventually I got to this point where it was almost like I rebirthed myself through that process. And it was a whole journey through my own unworthiness and my own, you know, all the places that I didn't love myself and I didn't accept myself. And at the end of the ceremony, there was this invitation for people to share songs or poems at the end. And they came around to me and they're like, Savannah, do you want to share something? And I was like something in me said like, yes, you need to share something. But I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to sing. Like, I was still with the medicine and I was like, I don't even know. And this song came through, and it's the like Elton John song called Your Song.
Sure.
And it starts out with my gift is my song, and this one's for you. Yeah. And what came through was like, my medicine songs are the love letters to the parts of me that never felt good enough. And when I sing those songs, I'm singing to that part in you. Mm. And since then, I have started incorporating this sound healing. You know, I have crystal singing bowls and a medicine drum and my voice. And I've started bringing in so much more ceremony and just these sacred like sisterhood spaces where we get to come together and witness each other and heal through ceremonial, you know, retreat experiential spaces. And this is the part of my story that I haven't shared that much on podcasts and stuff. You know, I've talked a lot about like my marriage and, you know, getting into coaching, but like this part of my story, I'm excited to share more, because it really is it really is where I find the most connection to source, to myself, to, you know, we're talking about super states today. And like, that is when I am the most in super states, is when I'm channeling music and singing for healing for others and like creating that space for people to access their own innate healing abilities. And so, I just felt called to share that today.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that. It really, it's really kind of an arc there from starting with the life coaching, and that was your, you know, that first step for you to start to dig into what's happening, and moving to that ayahuasca ceremony, which sounds like it opened your eyes to a whole nother aspect that you probably maybe even knew was there, but weren't really accepting or looking at in a certain way. So what I love about kind of that story that you shared is how you start following that thread and it just keeps unraveling or growing, however you want to think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's so magical. And I think that is the key. It is like listening to that one right next step. And when you just keep following that one right next step, it keeps leading to the next step. And that is how it just unfolds and unravels. And it's so beautiful.
What was it around this journey? Like, when did it become clear to you that it was important to tune into the feminine side of you? Like, what was the moment for that?
You know, I think really how this came through was I was actually in a very tumultuous relationship for 2.5 years. And in that relationship, I became so deeply triggered so often. Like, my deepest wounds were being triggered over and over and over again. And I had never been in a relationship like that before. And it really, it brought me face to face with parts of me I had never experienced, right? Like, I was experiencing rage and like for the first time in my life. Like, my whole life I've been the easygoing, sweet, kind, you know, girl, woman. And I literally, the story I told is like, I don't know, I just never get angry. Like, my whole life, like, I don't know, I just don't get angry. Like, I just, you know, I just don't get angry. And in this relationship, I experienced these really intense, rageful, like out of control emotional parts of me that I have never seen. And that, like, that was a super scary and overwhelming, because I was like, who is this person? Mm. Like, I don't know who this person is. And it scared me. And as that was coming up, I started searching for support. You know, I was reaching out and I was like interviewing coaches. I was like, I need some help because this is like beyond the tools that I have. And I basically found a couple different practitioners and coaches that did these feminine embodiment practices to feel and transmute your emotions through your body, through movement, through sensing into, you know, what is that emotion actually trying to communicate? What is that part of you that is acting up and is needing to be seen? Like, what does that part of you need? What are they feeling? What are they trying to communicate? What do they need from you? You know, if you were to reparent that part of you. And it really broadened my tool belt, right? Because I'm trained as a professional life coach and I have a lot of beautiful tools and practices from that training. But it wasn't enough for what I was experiencing. And so as I started going through my own process of like, holy shit, how do I move through this? And I started gathering these tools and practices and learning from other practitioners. And because I was in this relationship for so long and it was so tumultuous, like, we were fighting like at least once a week, if not twice a week, like huge fights. And like, I was so dysregulated all the time. And it was like this samurai training. Like, I truly got to master my emotions. Like, truly, truly, I was able to practice so much, like, in the fire of learning how to regulate my body, how to honor my emotions, and how to manage, you know, these triggers and all the things that were happening, and to really become my own source of, you know, soothing and transmuting what I was needing to process. And so through that so much experience of learning how to manage my own emotions, I really kind of built in this methodology. I've created a methodology of how to feel your feelings, how to shift your energetic state and master your emotions. And this is what I help women with a lot, in the work that we do. And it really is this, you know, our emotions is our feminine, right? We all have masculine and feminine energy within us. And the emotional side of us is our more feminine energetic part. And this was what I needed to master. This was what I needed to heal and get into a balanced, healthy place, because I was in a very unhealed feminine energy before.
Okay. I'm really curious about this methodology. Is this something that you're willing to share part of?
Sure. Yeah. So one part is called the shift method, which is what I've created. It's just a really basic framework of how to feel your feelings and how to shift your energetic state. And so basically, like, so shift, right? S-H-I-F-T. So S is slow down, right? Slow down, breathe, get still. Excuse me. H is honor, right? Honor what is present in your body. What are the emotions, the thoughts, the sensations that are present, and really creating this space of non-judgment, of welcoming and of acceptance.
Yeah.
Like honoring, like, okay, I see you. You're welcome here. I is inquiry, right? What part of me is upset? What is she feeling? What does that part of me need, right? We're getting curious. F is to feel it, right? We're feeling, we're creating space and acceptance to welcome it. And we're really allowing ourselves to go there. Like, so often we're pushing away and suppressing our experience. And when we allow ourselves to actually feel the feelings fully, our body knows what to do to shift that energy, right? Yeah. And so T is trust. So you're trusting your body to guide you. So you're listening for what is needed to shift this energy. Do I need to let out a huge cry? Do I need to scream? Do I need to shake my body? Do I need to do some sensual movement? Do I need to do a forgiveness practice, right? And so it's like trusting the body to guide you to shift the energy of whatever's needed in that moment. Because sometimes it's crying, sometimes it's dancing, like, you know, it changes, but that's the method, S-H-I-F-T.
Nice. I appreciate you sharing that. That's I mean, all of that is vital to understand how you're feeling, right? And feelings are just energy in the body. So I think the problem that happens a lot of the time is we put meaning to the feeling that doesn't have to be there. It's just a feeling.
Just energy.
Yeah, just energy.
Yeah. No, I love someone said, emotions are not emergencies and feelings are not facts. And I love that, because in the moment they feel like emergencies and they feel like facts.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you started out as a life coach and now you're doing this more somatic kind of practice, but you also do a sound healing. Mm-hmm. How does the sound healing tie into this work that you're doing?
Yeah. So I do a lot of, I do like monthly in-person gatherings for my local community here, which I absolutely love. We do like a 3-hour experience. We do a cacao ceremony, to really open the heart. We do some sort of somatic and, you know, embodiment practice where we're intuitively moving and feeling, into our experience. And then I guide people into a sound journey. And I think a lot of people hear like sound bath or sound healing and you just think of like, oh, like relaxation, like I'm just going to like meditate or fall asleep for an hour. And that's not what my sound journeys are like. And that's why I say journey, because it really is more of a journey. It's kind of a shamanic experience that comes through for people. And what happens is, generally for the workshop or the retreat, if we're at a retreat, I'm tapping into the theme that's kind of like coming through, or like what feels needed for this group of people at this time. And in the sound healing, when I'm sitting down and I'm getting ready to create the experience, I'm really tuning into the energies in the room and what's wanting to come through me for the group. And opening up to this channeling has been a really cool process in and of itself. But I have a variety of instruments, and then, like I said, I sing as well. And so I take people through this journey, and I'm really just allowing and trusting what's coming through in terms of like, okay, what instruments am I starting with? Am I going to sit down and play the crystal singing bowls? Am I going to grab my drum and like walk around the room and drum over people? And you know, the melodies and things that come through my voice is different every time. I'm literally co-creating and composing music in the moment for that group of people. Mm. And I've had a lot of people tell me a really wide variety of their experiences. You know, some people have an encounter with their inner child. Some people have like really intense, like bodily sensations, like shooting pain, or, you know, hot tingling. Like there's all sorts of energy that's moving. Some people fall asleep and it is just like a super like relaxing. Some people feel like they're blasted off into the cosmos, you know, like mm-hmm. it's a really wide variety of what this experience is. But back to your question of how does it tie in is, you know, when we get into these altered states, right? And like vibrational sound therapy is such a powerful tool to alter your physical, emotional, energetic state, right? It brings the body into alignment and resonance at a cellular level, right? We're mostly water, and the vibrations come through our cells, through our bodies, through our energetic field. And it brings us into this state of deep relaxation, of regulation in the nervous system. And it also, it helps us access that deeper, more quiet knowing, that wisdom that we usually can't hear in our day-to-day life when we're spinning in our thoughts and our to-do lists. Like this really is a powerful way to drop in for an extended period of time for you to actually get in touch with clarity. Like, what are my next steps? What do I need right now? You know, what, it's that trust again, right? What does my body need? What do I need in order to move forward in my life right now?
And I think you just said that word trust. And as I think about trust in the aspect of both healing, but also in the aspect of learning to move into your feminine, it's vital. Like if yes. there's no trust, there's no safety, right? Which you talked right. about, and that you need that trust to have the safety to be able to fully, I guess, let go is kind of how I think about it.
Yeah. And that's it. It really is letting go of control. Like when we don't have that safety, when we're operating from these old stories that I need to be a certain way, I need to do a certain thing, I need to achieve a certain thing in order to be worthy or to be celebrated or to feel good. We're in this place of control. And like the biggest difference I can say on a body level between a woman that is overly in her masculine and not balanced in her feminine versus a woman that is balanced and has activated those feminine superpowers is literally just a sense of constriction and tension in the body, right? If you think about when you're grasping on like to control, like I'm envisioning like riding a roller coaster, right? Mm-hmm. There's the person that's gripping, you know, the harness and like so tight and like paralyzed, like holding on the roller coaster. And then there's the person that's like, woo, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the difference. Like when we're in this constriction and we're holding on for dear life because we need to be in control, that is what we're experiencing, this tension in our bodies. And then a woman that is practiced, you know, remembering her superpowers of her sensuality and her softness and her trust and her inner safety, she's able to let go. She's able to tap into pleasure and joy. You know, two people experiencing the same circumstance can have two wildly different inner experiences.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is most misunderstood about tapping into your feminine? I ask you this because you see, maybe I'm making an assumption, but just answer the question and we'll see where it goes from there.
What's most misunderstood about, you said, tapping into the feminine?
Yeah.
I think there's a good amount of people or women that they see a woman who's really in her feminine and they think like, oh, well, they're just naturally like that, right? They're just naturally soft and flowy and, you know, they know how to move their bodies. And, you know, like I'm just not that person. Like, I'm just not naturally that person. Like, I don't like to dance. I don't feel comfortable dancing. Mm-hmm. You know, like it feels like this thing that's unattainable or is like something that they just don't have. Like, oh, I don't have that. And what I love about the work that I do with women is that each woman, you know, my company is called Embrace Your Wild. And Embrace Your Wild is really about tuning into your feminine essence. What does it mean to you to be feminine, right? And it's, you know, sometimes it is that like unbridled sensual dancing of like this like temptress energy, like, or this really sensual, soft energy. Sometimes it's just this like still groundedness, you know, sometimes it is that softness or that like nurturing mother energy. Like the feminine is this spectrum of qualities, right? Like there's all these archetypes that we get to embody as the feminine. And I love, I'm thinking about this woman that attended our Hawaii retreat 2 years ago, and she had so much childhood trauma and sexual trauma. And you know, we did a bunch of, you know, feminine intuitive embodiment practices. We were moving and dancing and all the things. And she was so uncomfortable. Like she was just so uncomfortable in her body. And she had all these stories about like, well, like I'm not a dancer. I don't do that. Like, I don't even know how to move. Like she was so tight and so constricted. And she came to another one of our retreats 1 year later. And we did a similar, you know, embodiment practice, and she was moving and she was in it and she was processing and present. And I was like, wow, like, look at this woman. Like she had done so much work in just the span of 1 year. Like she went from so closed and so just all the things, right, that I described, like just so uncomfortable in her experience and so holding so much pain. And then, but she stuck with it and she was open to the process and she was willing to try new things. And she was so soft and so in her body and in her unique expression. And so I love to challenge women that think like, oh, well, I'm just not like that. And again, it's not about moving sensually. Like if that's not your thing, that's not your thing. Like that's never a requirement. But it is one expression, mm-hmm. you know, but it's like just this idea that like, well, that's not for me. That's not who I am. Well, you don't need to look like any other person. It's tuning into your version of it. And I guarantee you there is a version of feminine within you.
Yeah. Within yeah. everyone, really.
Within everyone.
If someone is really curious about starting to tune into this aspect of them, what would be some ways that you would tell them to get started? Like, how would they? What would be the best way for them to start exploring that?
I feel like any kind of practice that encourages you to drop into a space of inner reflection, right? Your inner experience, mm-hmm. like tuning into what you're feeling, tuning into where in the body is this, what am I feeling? And like this kind of like nurturing, compassionate energy, this divine mother energy. So any practice that encourages you to go within and feel and experience what's going on in your body, as well as any sort of non-linear movement practice, right? Because even yoga is pretty masculine. It's very structured and directed. And like, these are the poses and this is the flow and you do what the person says. And so you're following direction versus tuning into what your body wants. And something that's really simple is literally putting on some music that feels good for you. And I encourage my clients to literally just start out like circling, like circle your neck, right? Mm-hmm. Circle your shoulders, circle your hips, and just start like opening up the body. And it's a really a practice of allowing your body to move you, mm-hmm. right? Like, where am I stiff? What part of me wants to move? Like, what do I want to open? Do I want to close? Like, and it's just this feeling and sensing energy of like listening to the body and letting the body guide you. So I feel like those are kind of like really beautiful practices that can kind of start getting you into this feeling, sensing space.
Yeah. Wonderful. Is there anything that someone should be aware of? Like, is there any risk to starting to tune into that? Or if, I mean, you're starting to look into some deeper stuff. So what do they need to be aware of as they start to do this?
Such a good question. So I love to think about, yes, this can bring up a lot of emotion. It can bring up, especially if we haven't tuned in and we haven't softened into these places, maybe in a really long time or ever, there can be this kind of sense of grief. Like when we come back home to ourselves, there can be this overwhelming sensation of grief because you haven't been home. And when you start to come back home into yourself and into your body, there can be this kind of overwhelming sense of just like either beating yourself up for not doing it and of being separate from yourself, or a wide variety of that kind of flavor. But I want to say that this work is inherently trauma-informed. When you are listening to your body and your sensations and your knowing, you're going to know what feels too far, or if you're pushing past what your capacity is in that moment. And so as long as you're listening to your own guidance, it's trauma informed, right? Like your body is meant to feel big emotions and it is meant to process and shift big energy when we don't get stuck in the stories about it, mm-hmm. and we're just allowing the sensations and the energy to move through us, your body knows exactly what to do. Even if you have never done this before, like you can trust your body.
So what would be, since I'm just really curious how, like, say I was doing this, how would I know when my body's telling me, oh, that's maybe a little too much, pull back? What kind of experience would I have?
So I feel like it's at any time, if you start to feel something that becomes too overwhelming, or you start feeling triggered into a past trauma or a past memory or experience that starts to truly feel overwhelming, or you start to go into a place of anxiety or panic or mm-hmm. something of that nature, the best thing that you can do is to presence yourself back into the current moment. And what that can be is like opening your eyes, broadening your perspective, right? Starting to look around the room, like doing the practice of like, what can I hear? What can I see? What can I smell? What can I taste? You know, feeling your body, like literally touching your body, mm-hmm. and coming back into this present moment, right? Deepening the breath, coming back to the awareness of the breath, just like a meditation practice, mm-hmm. right? And so if we start to get lost and getting overwhelmed in something or some experience, it's just coming back to the breath, coming back to the present moment. Where am I? Okay, I'm safe, right? Looking around the room, like I'm safe, yeah. I'm here, everything's okay. And that's it. But generally I don't see that happening, because the body is gently guiding us into, you know, exactly what we need.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. It's a great question.
So I notice a lot of shifting in the conversation around altered states, super states. There's a lot, you know, whether it's sound healing or ayahuasca or, you know, tuning into that body is a super state itself, right? So all of these different tools are getting more and more well known. What's making you excited about the future of super states?
You say what gets me excited?
Yeah.
You cut out just a little bit. Okay. What gets me excited? What really gets me excited is that we don't need anything outside of ourselves to access super states. Like, all of these tools and these practices are becoming just more and more well known and becoming more mainstream, that more people are getting empowered with how to access their own inner super states. And that, I think, is the most amazing thing ever, because for so long we've been living in this culture where it's like, you like this consumerism, or this like, you need to hire this person, or you need to have a coach, or you need to have this, like, yeah, like, absolutely, it's so powerful to have a coach to help shorten the time it takes to get from A to B. But you don't need a coach, you don't need this, or you don't need that, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like really bringing the power back to the individual. And I think that is the most beautiful shift that's happening.
Yeah. And a good coach is going to help you do that anyway. Find right. that yourself.
Right.
If somebody wants to learn more about you and these different offerings, Savannah, what's the best way for them to get in touch or to learn about you?
Yeah. My website is embraceyourwild.com. I hang out on Instagram and Facebook a good amount. So Instagram is embrace.your.wild_official. And then just my personal profile on Facebook is under Savannah Joy, and I can send you the links for those.
Yeah, that would be great. And then I'll make sure to put those all in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one insight that you want the listeners to leave with today?
You can trust yourself. You can trust that inner knowing, whatever that inner knowing, that little nudge that's urging you forward, whether it's, you know, I need to leave this relationship, or I want to pursue a new career, or even in those little moments of trusting yourself, right? Your body is in your higher self is always guiding you. And so it's like cultivating and strengthening that trust in yourself is the greatest gift you could possibly give yourself, but it's already here. You can trust yourself now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here today, Savannah Joy. This has been really a great conversation.
Thank you, Joshua. This has been so great. Thank you so much.